The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go, another Saturday here. Welcome to the Might Radio Show here, of course, at DDB Radio. Every single Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, this is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. Also, welcome to Might Live. What's up, Yolanda Scott? Those that are tuning in, God bless Bishop, your dad, President Crystal, KOM, Pastor Marcus, all my sister, my beautiful wife and family. God is here. Let's just go into what we got to cover today. I have a prophetic word for you. If you didn't watch me on Might Live this morning at around 12 o'clock in the morning, I got word that my good brother Chad Bozeman passed away. And President Crystal, that kind of was shocking to me because I appreciate this brother, Mother Agnes. This brother played that role of the Black Panther. And I'm going to be speaking prophetically about the animal called the Black Panther and try to explain to you prophetically what God is doing in the dark and brown-skinned brothers of our nation. And I want to give you a kingdom point of view, not political, not just rage and throwing rocks and bottles, but really tell you what God's doing prophetically through men and women of God who are able to follow the Holy Spirit. I want to break down to you the animal. Hello, Brother Robert, my engineer, to Mother Agnes, about the importance of learning from the Black Panther. And what I'm going to share with you today kind of can go side by side with what I shared with this morning from Mike 4100 about the death of a panther. Okay, let's pray. Let's get into this. And I got something to release to you this afternoon. Amen. God bless you, Mother Agnes. Loving your teachings. I love how God is using you, Mother. God bless you. Let's pray. God bless you, Delon. We give you thanks and praise that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling. They are the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, word, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities and all powers and all mights and all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that filleth all in all in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. Now listen, I have a prophetic word today to www.mightbroadcastddb.com. I have a prophetic word to those watching Might Live. I started this morning at about 12:15 a.m., and I told you that there was a passing away of a young, cool Black brother, Brother Chad Bozeman, who played the famous role of the Black Panther on the Marvel movie, which is owned by Disney. And come to find out that he was suffering from colon cancer silently for 4 years, which means he had his close group who he revealed his secret to. And he wasn't on Facebook Live and Instasham and telling everybody his personal business. He told it to his close circle and kept it a secret from other people. I'm going to talk about this type of relationship you develop with certain people you tell certain things to and certain people you don't, because they are gossipers. They will slander your name, and sometimes they act like they really on your side, but they're really a Judas hiding out in Peter's clothing. And so I've learned a lot from people. So you learn what to say and what not to say. So I'm going to be sharing some prophetic things with you and releasing a special anointing today for those who learn from the Black Panther and how we can operate as the Black Panther. I'm going to talk about how God is visiting the spirit of revival upon the Black African people. We got to make sure we're not trapped by the political manipulation of some things that's going on in the newspapers and the media. Separate the two. Know how to deal with Black issues without getting caught into the political game. You have to know the difference. And I'm going to be sharing that with you. I'm going to also be advertising Mother Agnes. I have just came into a blessing we'll be having our own KOM television broadcast starting in September. I have partnered with Roku. We're able to go into about 60 million homes. And so, Mother Agnes, I hope you will be purchasing a weekly show so you can teach inside of people's homes. I need you to reach out to me. And I have the prices that are going to be advertised on my page. Those in my KM circle and partners, you get the cheapest bargain. You get the best discount. You get the top connections. I told you, those that's in my KOM circle, those that's with me, Pastor Duffy, you always get the first blessing. And I'm going to offer it to everybody, but there's nothing like my KOM circle, my partners of ministry, my tithers and givers who've been rolling with Pastor McDuffie. And Agnes, Mother, we love you also. We do understand that. The other day I purchased a few Bibles, and this is the NIV Faith Life Illustrated Study Bible, beautiful Bible here. And I bought a bunch of these. They're over 50-something dollars on Amazon, and God blessed me to get these at a discounted rate. So I'm only selling them for $40 a piece. And now I only have two left. And if you want me to send you the Bible, I'm going to have to charge at least $45. I need some money to send it. If you're in the Passaic County area or Essex County or Bergen County or Hudson County, I got two left. I'll autograph it and I'll write a word for you. And it is the NIV Faith Life Illustrated Study Bible. I think it's a great study Bible. I really highly recommend it. It's beautiful. And this is it right here. I'm going to take it out the box here and show you how it is well put together. See, nice gray colors, nice, beautiful writing. You see, this is a beautiful Bible. If you want it, you have to go to the Cash App. So a seed of at least $40, and we make sure you get that Bible. We'll get it to you today. I'll bring it to you. If you buy it during my show, I'll bring it to you after the show. Okay, only got two left. Only have two left. It's the NIV Faith Life Illustrated Study Bible. Great Bible. NIV has got some beautiful things inside of it. It's a beautiful Bible. Real great study material. It will help you. We have two left. Only two left. And so I sold all others. I only have two left. So that's up to you. If not, I'll get rid of these by next week. Trust me. And while on my show, it's only $40, okay? You go on Amazon, it costs over $50-something dollars, not including postage and handling. So this is really a blessing to get one of these Bibles, okay? Let me give you a title today that's different than this morning's title, but I'm going to stay with the same message. Learning from the Black Panther. I'm talking about the animal in the movie. Learning from the Black Panther. I want to show you some scientific things. I want to show you some things about Marvel movies and Disney. And I want to teach and communicate to many of you who are watching me how to achieve the greater things of life. I want to also give you some sad news, but it's the truth. The older you get, the more folks that you begin to know that die around you. I've experienced in a couple of weeks the death of two Black men that I highly regard in our community, Brother Burnell Thomas and Commissioner Wayne. Call him Commissioner Wayne. He was a political force in our city. Burnell Thomas was known for his health and fitness. He was an aerobics teacher. And, of course, Brother Chad Bozeman that passed away yesterday with his wife and family by his side. He was suffering from colon cancer for 4 years and kept it like a secret from the public. But when you operate, please forgive me, when you operate as a prophet, God shows you things, but you're not always given permission to show it or tell people. And Mother Agnes and Robert Santos, when I saw him in the Black Panther movie, its own movie, I had noticed the weight loss from the movie he did with the Avengers, because he was much, much more muscular. And people say they blamed it on his vegetable and fruit diet. I didn't take it, though. I looked, I said, nah, that guy lost a lot of weight. And I didn't know what it was. Come to find out, he was suffering with colon cancer. That means while he was filming all these Marvel movies and doing all these spectacular shows and interviews, he was in pain. And it amazes me how people would get so easily offended, President Crystal, and quit on something They won't stick with it. They drop the ball. They blame other people. They blame the white man, the black man, the policeman. They blame this one. We love to blame people for the things that we don't want to do or do. Brother Bozeman says, I don't care how I feel. I am going to step into the role, practice, and I'm going to speak. And I'm going to use these 3.5 years to give the world all that I have. Now, I ask the question all the time. This was a man of God. Why didn't God just heal him? I don't know. I don't know all those answers. I don't know what his belief system was, but I do know he was a Christian. He gave a real powerful graduate speech at Howard University, where Dr. Dean Trelier is my father in the ministry and one of the top professors there. And Brother Chad Bozeman was one of the speakers. And he spoke about purpose. He even quoted about how God gives the increase. And I said, man. And we had this guy on the forefront. He played also one of the baseball players. I forgot which one. Maybe not know what movie he played in. I forgot what movie he played as the black baseball player. Now, I don't think it was Hank Aaron, but it was a black baseball player he played. Maybe President Kristen Orr can post that. But the role that stands out that I'm speaking is the Black Panther. And that movie, and I gave you some of these facts this morning, but let me just give it to you because I'm on DDV Radio now. That movie in 2018 grossed over $1.3 billion. It was one of the top 10 films of that year of 2018. By the way, it was the highest gross film by a black director. Thank you, Mother Agnes, Jackie Robinson. Thank you so much. And so it was the 9th highest grossing film in the United States and Canada's history. So we do give honor to Christ for using Brother Chad Bozeman. Now, you know what I come to find out? I heard that Chad Bozeman actually claimed to be the Black Panther by faith and prayer to Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus granted him the role of playing the Black Panther. Kevin Fergie was the producer, and Disney actually gave him a budget of $200 million. And he took that $200 million seed and turned it into a $1.347 billion harvest. Notice how everything starts off with the seed, then a harvest. So Disney had to trust that the leadership of Kevin Fergie, the producer, black man, would lead a movie project from $200 million to $1.347 billion due to the culture, the climate, and the community of this black guy named T'Challa, which we call the Black Panther. And in this movie, he has this type of suit he wears that gives him supernatural strength and supernatural ability. And it's almost like he operates as one of these big cats. And I want to kind of show you some what I call prophetic insight into Chad Bozeman, the movie called The Black Panther, and the animal called The Black Panther, and how all three of these characters or all three of these situations speak to where I'm at in this hour as I minister to black men and prophesy to black women and the black families. I believe there is a kingdom word for today's African-American seed. And if you don't have a kingdom word, you'll just take anybody's word. And what I want to do is empower my black people, but don't fall into the political game. And I know there's a difference, and I know how to discern the difference. Hold on. So this morning, I had discovered that the Black Panther, Mother Agnes, is not a separate big cat like the lion or the tiger or the cheetah. But the term Black Panther or the term panther really stands for a big cat or a wild cat. And it depends on the melanin of the skin, of the coat, determines its name. So they really say that a black panther, and usually they use the term panther, they call even a puma or a mountain cat a panther. They've even called a big black cat a panther. That term panther is used like the term man is used as a term for mankind, but also used as a male species. So panther is used in many different ways. But most biologists and zoologists that I've seen on Google says that the black panther is a jaguar or a leopard. And depending on its genes and its mutation, will allow to see what type of coat of skin it has. They said that this black panther, which is really a jaguar or leopard, operates by stealth mode. And due to its dark skin, it's able to blend in so no one sees them coming. So there are some of you watch me today, God says your approach is too loud. It's too obvious. You tell people too much stuff. You got to know what to say on Facebook, what not to say on Facebook. You got to know what to put on Instagram and what not to put on Instagram. You got to know what to say to certain people and what not to say to certain people. You got to know how to choose your friends wisely this season. Chad Bozeman did not tell the world he was taking chemotherapy treatment. He didn't tell the world he was suffering, which means silently, even between pain, he stayed fixed on his purpose. How many of you watching me today or listening to me on here on www.mikebroadcastddv.com, you'll always find some type of excuse to drop the ball or quit, walk away. I'm not going back to church anymore. I quit going. They won't let me sing my song. I'm not paying my tithes off them because the pastor's spending on his own rich car. We got all these dumb excuses. But we committed to that job, though, boy. We'll make that job 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, and work like a slave for some people, man. And then when it comes to being committed to ministry, we make every excuse not to remain committed. The devil is a liar. I'm going to be breaking down to you the role of a jaguar or leopard and tell you that really a black panther comes from the family of a jaguar or a leopard. And there are certain characteristics of a leopard or a jaguar we need to look at, because these are one of your strongest and fastest cats, even though they can't really go one-on-one with a big lion. Some of them can't, but this lion, this leopard, this jaguar has tremendous stealth-like ability. And they're sometimes called the ghost of the forest. And they operate in a solitary fashion and like to hunt in their home range. All right? They are one of the cats besides the lion that can roar, okay? But I just thought it's deep that the animal that he plays is the black panther. Not panther, but black panther, which means that Marvel was allowed by God to bring some attention to the black African seed. God bless you, Apostle Peter Bruno's watch, one of the greatest men of God you'll ever meet in your life. Him and his dad, the Bruno family, have touched so many souls. I'm very appreciative of men and women who speak into my life. And Pastor Peter Bruno is my brother in Christ. I also call him my apostle. And he is empowering black leadership. Love, Pastor and Prophet and Apostle Peter Bruno. Thank you for watching today, man of God. And so I was very impressed with the role that Chad Bozeman played. And I heard that him and Marvel was going back and forth, because before he was going to play Black Panther 2, he wanted an increase of the salary. And I didn't know whether or not Marvel or Disney was going to give it to him. I don't know. There was talk of him being replaced. And I am so upset that he passed away. But I know the scripture says absent from the body, present with the Lord, present in Christ. So I'm very appreciative of all the time I've had to meet this guy, not personally, but through social media, television, radio. And every time you see this man speak, he spoke with such clear articulation. What a powerful brother, man. What a powerful brother. Diagnosed, I heard, in 2016 with colon cancer. And being that God did not heal him on this side of time, God gave him a greater healing, which gave him eternal life. And he knew he was on his way out, probably had his house set in order. I think he married his girlfriend in a private session. He didn't have any kids, but I heard that when he passed away, he was at the bedside with his wife, and he slowly checked over to the other side. But we remember the gift and the talents he laid at the table. And even though he played the role of Jackie Robinson, Mother Agnes, the one that stands out for me the most is the Black Panther. Anytime you can take $200 million and turn it into $1.3 billion, that's the type of leadership I want to follow. And I heard he was only paid $3 million to play that role. But I believe that he was trying to negotiate to get that income up higher. But I think he died with assets of over $13 million. That's okay. And it goes to show that a Black man can make it. A Black man can prosper even in a society that we deem racist, or that racism is in our culture or in the fiber of our nation. It is possible to still prosper in spite of it all. He was a born-again believer, Apostle Peter Bruno. He was a man of God. He even spoke some words to Howard University. And so when I find out when men and women of God pass over on the other side, I try to find out what were some of their last words. What were they saying? What is God trying to show me? And I have been spending all this time since 12:15 this morning running through my spirit about the role of Black men in society. In the past couple of weeks, I told you there's two Black men that I knew pretty well in Patterson, Burnell Thomas and Commissioner Wayne. And Burnell Thomas represents to me the health and fitness mountain. Commissioner Wayne represents to me the political or the governmental mountain. And Chad Bozeman represents to me the entertainment mountain. And mountains, which I call the apex, are the high places in society where the church is supposed to infiltrate, possess it, take it over, and set kingdom policy. And we can't change the nation if we always polarize between two different political parties. I believe that we're the kingdom Christocrats. We're supposed to set the tone. And don't go so far to the left, and don't go so far to the right. Find the good out in each party. Take out the meat. Don't take the bones. And call out sin and vote your values. I'm telling you, that's the role that the kingdom church should play. Now, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, that means that we understand all houses are important, but when a house is on fire, the fire department don't come and start spraying water at all the other houses. It sprays water at the house that's on fire. I understand that title, and I know why people use it, all right? There's a good, bad, and ugly to all things. So I'm smart enough to eat the meat to get rid of the bones. But the Lord spoke to me, Sister Sharon, and said, you're going to raise up an organization called HBO, helping brothers out, HBO, help a brother out. And my job is to help out a Black brother through the Christ way. You know, use kingdom principles to raise up Black men, Black women, Black family, and empower them to become greater. And my example now, my manual now, is the Black Panther movie. And I'm going to be taking this movie probably after the presidential election. There's a reason for my timing. And use the Black Panther movie to teach principles of how we as Black and brown people can achieve the places of leadership if we follow the kingdom mandate. Once we as the Black people come off the biblical script and just start doing stuff because everybody else do it, and we loud, rambunctious, and wild, that's not what God wants us to do. There's a strategy, there's a wisdom, and watch this, there is a stealthiness that we can operate in that will allow us to get into doors and get the resources that we need to accomplish great things. Are you with me today? Now, let me tell you a little bit why I'm giving you some of these animal truths first. Because you can never understand the Black Panther till you understand the animal family that it comes from. A Black Panther really is a leopard. And leopards are astonishingly very strong. They are, pound for pound, the strongest of the big cats. They're able to climb trees, even carry heavy prey, and even choose to rest on tree branches during the day. Leopards are renowned for their agility. They're great swimmers. Let me know when you're ready for break. Great. They're great swimmers. They can bite the back of an alligator, crack its neck, and carry it atop of a tree. Now, that's already advantage enough, but then you take that same leopard and give it black skin, you double its ability to hunt. So what I like about the Black Panther is there's something about its skin that is powerful. The same skin that calls us to be slaves and cargo and property is the same skin color God's going to use to allow us to be the revivalists in this hour in the body of Christ. I'm going to take a break on www.mikebroadcastddv.com, and I come back here on Mike Live. Give me about 3 minutes. Be right back.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All All right, we're back to www.mightbroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We're here for our last few minutes, the second half of our show. We do welcome you to DDV Radio, but also to Might Live. And I've been talking about things we need to learn from the Black Panther. And I've learned things by studying just in the last few hours, since 12 a.m. this morning, that the Black Panther is not a separate species. It's not its own special big cat. It comes from the leopard family or the jaguar family, and it gets the term Black Panther because of its coat of skin or what's on the outside. But if you walk closer up on a Black Panther or closer up on a jaguar, you see there's spots underneath it. You know, now what does that tell you? Even though you get close up on Pastor Dub, you see my black skin. But if you look closer on me, I'm really of spirit. The real me is behind my skin. The real me is made from the essence of God. I'm made from God's spirit. I'm made from God's eternal spirit. So the real me, Althenia Scott, you can't really see it. It must be perceived. It must be caught by faith. The real me is a spirit made in the image of Christ Jesus. So you might say, well, that's a jaguar. I said, what kind of jaguar? I'll say, that's a black jaguar. Yeah, that's a leopard. What kind of leopard? That's a black leopard. They'll say, Pastor McDuffie, that's a pastor. They say, what kind of pastor is he? Prophetic. That's a prophet. What kind of prophet is he? Radical. See, and I'm so don't try to always put all big cats in the same category. We're all related. We're all connected. But we don't all function the same way. And one of the major things about a Black Panther, it operates quite stealthily. It hunts at night. That means their darkness or stealthiness allows them to camouflage with their surroundings with their excellent eyesight and smell to locate and ambush their prey. Can I prophesy to some of you watching me right now, may the Lord increase your smell and your eyesight so you can see where opportunities are and stealthily get inside. If you're too loud before you get in the door might close. Nothing worse than being loud at the wrong time. And I am loud. I can do praise and worship, shout and dance and scream, but I've learned as I got older, everything is not loud. You pick the time to be loud, and sometimes you just quiet because you got to get inside. This is how the Black Panther operates. So I figured out that Mr. Bozeman was not loud. I got cancer. I got cancer. I got cancer. I got cancer. He don't tell nobody. This guy was silently suffering, going through chemotherapy treatment with one of the nastiest forms of cancer, which is colon cancer, and tells nobody. Until he put a video clip on, and you can see the weight loss in his neck and his face. And people say, whoa, what happened? What's going on? He made it seem like he was on a vegetable diet. Problem was the cancer was eating him away, okay? And he knew he was slowly passing away. And I think God told him he would not survive this, but he would graduate into the other side and return back to heaven. And this is God's purpose. This is God's reason. I'm not here to explain all situations. I'm not God. But one thing I know, while he was on his way out for those 3.5 years, Sean, and those watching, he gave it all he had. May I ask some of you watching me, are you giving it all you got? Or do you easily quit and give up? This guy was never fully physically healed, but continued to play the role as the Black Panther. And when you go back on his page, now all these Marvel actors and people are posting pictures where he impacted their lives. You know what some of them are saying? Dad, he was a man of God and died like that. God, what chance I got? Oh, my God, he was a praying man, and God still took him home. It alerts us to our humanity and how we got to get inside of Christ and serve Christ with all of our heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and don't be tricked by this political hocus-pocus stuff. Don't be so much into a political party you lose yourself. You still are the Black Panther. God created you for a reason and for a purpose, and don't swallow yourself trying to appease a political party. Know who you are in Christ and hold on to it. So they're known as the strongest climbers. They hunt at night, and they like to swim, which is really contrary to a lot of cats, you know. And what I thought was so great, and I said this earlier, that They are known to be quick and strong and stealthy hunters, but also so great is when the mother produces these litters and these baby panthers come out, they are already training them within 90 days how to hunt. And how we have certain systems in our local church, we're buying folk up for 40 years. We'll never let them preach till they're 80. You came to church at 16. This person couldn't speak till they were 80 years old. We trip people up. We bind people up. We slow people down. And the Lord said, McDuffie, they don't need to be around you all that time. I'm going to get them in, train them in, and ship them out. I'm going to let them come and taste your ministry. Even though they're connected to you, I'm going to free you so you can free them. See, some of our systems, nobody watching me, are sent to bind us. It's not freeing us. You think you're sitting under a pastor, you're sitting under a pharaoh. And don't confuse the pastor with the pharaoh. And I met certain pastors, say they're pastors, but their whole ministry is pharaohic. It's control. It's manipulation. It's not about freeing the people. At the same time, watch the balance. Some folks need to sit their butt down. They're moving too fast. They're still a novice. They think they know. They don't know. So I know there's a balance between the two. But in a circle, what I've been in for over 40 years, I've seen the advantage taken by some pastors over some of the members. They turn their Davids into their competition. Not a mother leopard. She's going to train her cubs, if that's the term for panthers, I don't know for sure. She's going to train her litter after 3 months how to hunt. And by her ninth month training them, they're ready to take down other animals already, which means they got to grow up fast. And can I prophesy to some of you, you got to stop procrastinating with your education. Stop procrastinating what God called you to do. You're not going to be young forever. You're 20 today and you're 40 tomorrow. You think you got all lifetime long to do stuff and find out it isn't as far as you think. You hold a grudge, be hateful to people, and finally die. Now you at the casket crying all day. I'd be like, sit your butt down. You had many times to call your mother or your father and brother and never did it. You allow them folks to die and not get it straight. Shame on us. Shame on us. What I learned about the panther is quick, fast, agility, stealth-like. Shut your mouth. Stop telling everything to everybody. Once folks start seeing you do something, they'll know. They'll figure it out. Sometimes people say, Pastor, what you doing? I said, nothing. I be talking to people sometimes. Say, Pastor, what you doing? I said, nothing. I do nothing. Because I'm not telling you. Because I don't know what you do. You're a gossiper. You're a slander. I'm not telling you nothing. I'll tell you a little bit. I'll be like, I'm serving the Lord. Baby panthers are called cubs. Thank you so much, President Christian. So my thing is, okay, God, if you send me members of Mighty Sons of God Church, if you send me folks to train in AI 237, Lord God, if you bring around folks at Mike 4 to 100, Lord God, if you bring me New York citizens for Walking Tall, he said, I'm going to give them to you. If they lock in for 90 days, they give you 90 hours. If they join M318 for at least for maybe 3 years and be – he said, I'll raise them up, but you got to be able to allow the mother panther to train the cubs. Stop quitting on the training. You got to stay committed and submitted. And once you're committed and submitted and you get what God has for you, God can use you mightily. At the ninth month of them being trained, they're taking down prey already, but they're great swimmers. I said, boy, look at this animal that we call the Black Panther. And mistakenly, we thought it was a totally separate big cat, and it wasn't. They are, panther is a leopard or a jaguar, and it's known for its stealth ability to surprise folk. And let me tell you something that God is doing in this hour, and can I yet prophesy to some of you? God allowed you to see that the anointing for the Black African man, God is visiting this season. If Satan wanted to kill certain Black men by using some bad cops, not all, 90% okay. There's a small 10% that's crazy. And that's the part I'm casting out and asking God to transform. But most of what I've met, at least in my area, have been some pretty good cops. I'm telling you, God sat down with them, prayed with them, ministered to them. You know, Captain Murray, Dalton, Sharon. You know, Speezy, I sat, ate with them. We discussed and strategized how to operate together. And I stealthily got into the police department because I was falsely arrested back in 1997. Falsely arrested and went to jail for mistaken identity. Instead of me coming out trying to sue the police department, they gave me access into the police department. So I became like an untitled chaplain when Spagnuolo was the chief of police. I was already inside. Guys, I allow that to happen to get you inside. That's called the Black Panther Syndrome. I mean, I want to be the police chaplain. I want to minister to cops. Guys, I'm going to let you to get it. I'm going to get you in, but you're not going in the way you thought you're going to go in. I'm going to get you in stealthily. Stealthily. I'm going to take your black skin and coach you and slide you in so folks will know which way you're coming. And I learned there's a time to be loud, and there's a time I'm going to leave you thinking so you don't know which way I'm coming. They said that the Black Panther, or this species of the leopard or jaguars, is usually located between Africa, Asia, or North Britain. You know, and so you find that type of species here. But it's difficult to locate a black panther because due to its skin, it just kind of hides out in the dark. And it hunts at night. It doesn't even hunt in the day. It likes to hunt at night. This particular species of the leopard or the jaguar likes to hunt at night because when it hunts at night, you don't see it coming. And they also say that it likes to hunt in what you might call, I'll give you some stuff prophetic, it likes to hunt, which is called the home range, which means there's a particular territory where it likes to localize at. It doesn't like to go outside the home range. So it almost like it leaves certain markings to let you know that this is my territory, almost like a dog, and say, this is my area, and anything in this area I'm going after. Are you with me? Certain markings. And so this is what I realized about the Black Panther anointing. You got to know where God has called you to go and be. And you got to also know how to say this, Reverend Janine, that's not my calling. That's not my lane. I don't do that. See, there's some people that try to push McDuffie to get involved in some level of ministry, and I say that's not what I do. I'm not good at that. I would say Reverend Janine Matthews is better. Go get her. I might say Pastor Janelle. She's better at that than me. Go get her. Pastor Lassner is a better banquet speaker than Pastor McDuffie. If you ask me to be a banquet speaker, I might be anointing you and knock you over the table with chicken juice, and I might not be for that. See, you got to know not only where your range is, but where your limitation is. And I think it takes a humble person to say, he's better at that than I am. And then at times I'll say, I'm good at this. Let me step up to the plate and do this. See, and what we do in the body of Christ, we try to be all things to everybody, and we mess up stuff. You know, and this is why I teach the principles of the Black Panther. I believe in order for us to rescue black men and black women this season, I think we're to sit people down and watch the Black Panther movie again, President Crystal, and operate in OSI, and teach these young black entrepreneurs how you can rule land, rule property like T'Challa. Now, in the movie The Black Panther, which made over $1.347 billion out of a $200 million seed, Walt Diddy was smart to plant the seed. I don't want to give money to my church. I want to tithe, idiot. You can't get the billions till you plant the seed. The seed don't germinate, you don't get the harvest. So I'm going to let this black brother, this black producer, get $200 million, which was the budget that Disney gave him. And from that, he produced one of the highest gross films by a black director. So Kevin Feige, the producer, really basically $200 million turned to $1.347 billion, which means in order to get to the harvest, you got to initiate, got to get something started. And many of you watching me today, you're stagnant because fear trips you up. You're waiting for someone to approve you and clap you on the back and call your name out. Oh, please. These certificates and trophies and stuff folks like to give you, sometimes be like, keep it. I don't want that. Ah, please. Keep your colic. Ah, please. Groups, ah. I am the Black Panther. I'm telling you, amen. Can I operate in the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit if you have not received or been blessed and anointed yet that gift? God bless you, Catherine Curtis. But here's something deeper than that, Miss Curtis. I come to find out, Sister Sharon, that it matters more to me that I do what God called me to do versus what you want me to do. What matters more to me, I'm willing to lose all to do what God tell me versus being manipulated and controlled by certain false religious traditional systems that try to put you in a box or a boat and say you can't do this. You know, when you look at, honestly, when you look at the Black Panther versus a lion is not known for climbing trees. A lion is really one of the weakest species of the big animal kingdom. You want a real animal that's a big lion, that's real rough and tough, it's the tiger, T. Andre Cleaves. The tiger is an animal you don't want to mess with because it's a loner. Tiger is very large. That's probably one of your strongest cats in the world. But the lion is known for its roar. It's known for its ability to cub together, to work out with other. It's like it's the lion group. They cub together. They work together. They create like these gangs together. That's what make a lion what I call one of the kings of the jungle. But the tiger is one of your lone animals that goes by itself and can take down prey by itself, which is kind of like the attitude of the Black Panther, which, of course, comes out of the leopard or jaguar family, right? So that means this. There are certain people in the body of Christ. It always seemed like that they're by themselves. It's like they always cut off from the crowd. They're never with a bunch of people. And I call that Black Panther syndrome. Now, I do not believe in lone ranger ministry, just all by yourself. But there's certain people around you to keep you in check and keep you balanced. And that's kind of I feel like. When you see me messing with the crowds of people, trust me, the crowd is not that close to me. My core keeps me in check. My crowd, I'm going to bring impact. Are you with me? I was wired and knitted to deal with rejection. So when you tell me no, it can't be done, Pastor, I'm going to be boycotting you. I said, boycott on, baby. I be laughing at some folks. Quit on. Go ahead. Bye. Bye. I'm going on. I'm the Black Panther, baby. I was wired for this. I was wired for this. And when you wired for it, even when folks quit, it motivates you. You know, it's a funny thing, right? I wrote a prophetic word, Mother Agnes and Brother Giles, that the anointing is visiting Black African leadership. And what I found out is that Hurricane Isaias, that hurricane we had the first week of August, started by a wave from Africa. So even the weather is letting us know there's a visitation upon the Black African man. Now the question is, can you operate leadership without falling into the political trap? Because there's a political trap taking place too. I discern both. I know the difference between really caring about Black people versus using this as an issue to push a political agenda. There's two different situations at hand. When I'm going after Black men and women, I want to find those that really want help, that want Christ. I want to train them, raise them up, and turn them, Brother Giles, into a Black Panther, which means stealthily. Know what to say, when not to say. Know how to use this beautiful melatonin skin for your advantage. Because so long in America, it was used for as our disadvantage. But I come to find your Black skin is a gift. It helps you with the vitamin sun, protects you from it. At the same time, able to absorb vitamin D to fight off cancer. I'm giving you these things. I even have a time to go into the scripture today because I just wanted to give you some stuff today. That God is calling the church to train Black men and Black women. Train them and equip them for kingdom ministry. I am not the preacher that tells you to go whoring after political moves. You are the move. So watch out for the storm. I said, I am the storm. Please. Shucks. I climb trees. I jump in water. I hunt alligators. This is what a Black Panther does. It's really contrary to what a lot of big cats do. He's a great swimmer, hides out at night, hunts at night, trains the cubs up to hunt within 90 days, by 9 months, already fully grown, ready to move. And guess what? The female Black Panther only carries in her womb for 90 days. So what is God saying? He said, McDuffie, I am bringing people into your circle that you're going to train quickly. Which means I'm not attracting folks this season who are going to debate me, who are going to fight me. I'll be like, I'll delete you quick. I say, not for me. Go find somebody else. But when you find a brother or a sister or a family that says, McDuffie, want to be trained and equipped by you, which I call my M318ers, or I call one of the members of my neighboring churches, Mighty Sons of God Church, M318, Mike 4100, AI237, Walking Tall in New York. When I start developing these pockets of ministry and they join up with you and they're not debating and fighting you, this is who I want to train this season in my life. Are you with me? Are you with me? That's why I pray for my M318ers, my seed sowers, my tithers, my givers. I'm telling you, this is what God is doing. I got to begin to go because the time is closing out. I want to thank you for tuning in to www.mightbroadcastddv.com. And I want you to also stick with me on Might Live as I continue to unfold the mission and the purpose of the Black Panther. And the things that God is showing us, amen, we have to decide what's more important to us. God's plan or man. Man's plan may be shiny but have no real worth. God's plan gives you access to the kingdom and all of this. Oh, my Jesus, boy, Sharon, you just have grown. And all of this, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I'll get back to that. Okay, God bless you. I got to go. Sunday morning will be in the building for 1 hour of prayer, 10:30 to 11:30. I'm still doing service online at 7:47. I got one special prayer hour. I'm inviting folks to come out to 77 Park Ave this Sunday, which is tomorrow, 10:30 to 11:30, 1 hour of prayer. Everything else going to be online. That's how I'm going to do this. And I'm getting ready to reamp the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church service. We're going to be going on Zoom and doing it at the church. I got to go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on www.mybroadcastddv.com. Got to go.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. The Blue Magazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD Police Officer Michael Burke. Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line-of-duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.